back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to the show on your Monday, March 15th. Back to the KODY phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, are you staying dry out there?
You know, I am staying dry. I'm staying relatively warm, so that is a good thing.
Very good, sir. I'm proud of you.
Yes. You look at our friends a little bit further west and north, then they're not staying dry and they're not staying warm. So, I think we got the good end of the system here.
I'm glad you could arrange that for us.
You know, yes, and just remember that it was all me.
Yep.
make that available to Sean. Just kidding. I do want to say this: the storm system. What a great storm system, and in such ways, what a blessing. A colleague of mine and I were talking, and he said, "You know, this is a $1 billion storm system." And when you start thinking about, you know, storm systems, you think about all the damage that they do. You know, like a hurricane comes up and will cause $1 billion worth of damage to a community or to a city.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you know, anybody who had wheat going, this is just going to let their crop go like crazy.
Right.
And you know, it's going to knock us probably down a drought category. You know, we're still down a precipitation over the last year of probably about 2 inches here across Lincoln County.
But it sure helped.
It sure helped. And, you know, what a good time of the year to get this moisture. We're going to be seeing crops, you know, here soon sprouting up because of this moisture. It recharged a lot of that ground moisture that we were lacking. So what a great system this was for us. And the good thing is we didn't see it fall or snow here locally. You know, again, for the west and north, they did, but this was mostly rain, and that just really, really helped. So,
now the system's been mostly rain so far, Sean. But are there chances here in the near future that could be become some snow?
Yeah, you know, we do get a little disturbance, so just kind of a little piece of the system that's going to be passing through this evening and overnight, and we're targeting points north of here, but I'm not going to rule out us seeing an inch or two of snow here in North Platte overnight or some additional moisture. And then we get another little low of energy that comes through Tuesday night to Wednesday. And I really want to caution your listeners here to that one, as the upper levels will be dry, but the lower levels will still have all this rich, deep moisture in place. So that's a setup where we can see some freezing drizzle. You know, freezing drizzle causes a lot of havoc around here with car wrecks and, you know, people trying to get out walking on sidewalks. So Tuesday night to Wednesday, just be on the lookout for some freezing drizzle. I just wanted to add one thing. I was just looking real quick and just kind of dawned on me. So we got an inch 60 total moisture on Saturday, rainfall on Saturday. And then on Sunday we got an inch 65 on Saturday. Sunday, we got an inch 64. Now, both were records. The inch 65 on Saturday broke the record back in 2019, which was just under an inch at 99 hundredths. And if you're thinking 2019, you're probably thinking about the March superstorm that we had, or bomb cyclone that we had, where it caused all that extensive flooding in eastern Nebraska, central Nebraska. We had more moisture with this storm than we did with that 2019 storm. The difference was we didn't have a frozen ground, and we didn't have a couple feet or a foot of snow laying on the ground as well. So all this moisture was able to go into the ground to recharge the ground rather than run off and cause, you know, a wreak havoc on our bridges and roads and homes and communities and flooding. So we did break records. It was a record rainfall, but again, it was a good rainfall. So,
okay.
Sean, do you have any stats on how much snow the Front Range and everything got? And what I'm thinking about is how much moisture is there and how much is coming down the North and South Platte Rivers later this spring?
Yeah, so, you know, I did a check late last week, and actually the Platte River system, North and South Platte River system, wasn't as bad off as I thought it was. You know, if you'd asked me a couple weeks ago how they were doing, they were running about 60 to 70% of average precipitation. Now, they did it over the last, oh, say, several weeks. You know, we had that cold period when we received some moisture. That it brought a lot of snow to the high country.
Right.
So they were closer to normal. I think in the 90% range, thereabouts, pretty close to normal.
Very good.
These type of systems, they're very, very good at bringing moisture to the Front Range and to the foothills of Colorado. The system that we just experienced, because it's all upslope flow, some moisture coming up the Gulf of Mexico over the central high plains, southern central high plains, then it wraps up into the higher terrain to our west and dumps all the moisture there. So your high country only received, you know, several inches of snow, but places like Estes Park got 3 feet of snow. And, you know, my folks live on the Front Range there, Loveland. I know they had close to 2 feet of snow. So initially, I will tell you, it's going to help that area. They were in some pretty bad drought as well. So that's going to help recharge some of that ground moisture. And it did help the overall river snow basins, or the snow basins in the rivers. But I don't think it didn't add as much as we thought it would have probably, or would add, just because the snow fell at the lower elevations. Instead of the high country where it recharges the spring, the streams and rivers. So I'm struggling today. I apologize.
It's Monday. Again, we have
Monday
Sean.
For me.
Yeah. Again, we have Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joining us here on KODY, as he does every Monday. And Sean, just to put in perspective how serious this winter storm is, your colleagues at the Wyoming office have called this a historic and crippling winter storm. Now, those are words that meteorologists don't use too often.
Nope, and they were looking at upwards to 3 feet of snow in, like, the Laramie Range, and they certainly got that. I know just east of Laramie, and I can't think of the pass there, but there was a 35-inch snowfall report. So this was definitely a historic storm. And looking back at it, I was living in Colorado back in the early 2000s, going to college there, and I remember a very similar system back in 2003. So it's been 17 years, 18 years since we've seen a system like this, a spring system that brought this much moisture that really targeted the Front Range and foothills. And I just pulled up, if you look at Grand Lake, so that's an area that generally charges the Colorado River, as well as just the north and the Bersama Range. A lot of that moisture goes into the North Platte Basin. So Grand Lake, on the west side of the divide, only received 5.8 inches of snow with this storm. And if you go up to Walden, which is kind of in the area of the North Platte River Basin,
right,
they only received 2.6 inches of snow. But if you just go over the divide, and let's just pick on Buckhorn Mountain because they always get a lot of snow there, 42 inches of snow. So this is what upslope does. It targets the Front Range, but really the high country doesn't get much moisture. But impressive snowfalls. I know Cheyenne, Wyoming, you're speaking Wyoming, 36 inches of snow there, so 3 feet, plus they had, you know, the 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds, which just crippled the interstates, the I-25 corridor, the I-80 mm-hmm. corridor, and I know that they've been closed, and it was certainly historic for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Sean, looking at the extended forecast, we have some precipitation that continues throughout the early parts of this week. What are we looking at after that precipitation gets out of the area come midweek?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Warming temperatures in the 60s by the end of the week, with lots of sunshine. We are looking at another system for late in the weekend or early next week. At this time, it doesn't look anything like what we just saw. But we are looking at some more moisture, you know, possibly leak out. And then, as you mentioned, you know, there's the chances of precipitation, you know, at least tonight and tomorrow night as well. But if we just get past these next couple days, it's going to be beautiful. So it will be very, very nice, and be time for us to go outside and start mowing lawns.
Sean, anything else you want to add this morning, sir?
So next week is Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Nebraska, mm-hmm. and we will be having a test drill drill on Wednesday. However, it's not going to go out as it normally does. You know, sometimes you hear the test go out over your weather radio or over certain radio stations. But that's not going to go out this year. We're just going to do the test, and it's not going to alert the tones. But, you know, now's the time to be planning. It is severe weather season here in Nebraska, and make sure that you are planning and prepared for when severe weather strikes. And, again, just like to plug that we are offering free storm and National Weather Service storm spotter classes where we train you how to become a storm spotter for your community. And, again, it's just a volunteer position, but you learn a lot of neat stuff about severe weather and learn how to safely monitor storms. And all you have to do is go to weather.gov/LBF. That L is for Lee, B is for Bird, and F is for Field. And you can find the information right at the top of the page on how you can register for one of our classes. This week we are starting our advanced class, and we're going to talk about landspout tornadoes and high-base thunderstorms. We tend to get a lot of landspout tornadoes around here. If you're wondering what a landspout is, I would just say join the class because you'll learn a lot of new information.
Throw the teaser out there.
That is a teaser.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. It's good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday here on KODY.
Hey, I appreciate it, and hopefully I won't be tripping over my tongue so much next week.
You always do a good job, and we're always glad to have you on, Sean.
All right, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
Always a blessing to have Sean Jacobs joining us here. He, again, is the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. Time now to step aside for another commercial break here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. We'll preview the agendas for North Platte City Council and Lincoln County Commissioners coming up next on KODY.